Blind and Low Vision Education Network New Zealand, BLENZ, National Assessment Service. The following description has been prepared using the images and information contained within the short film about the National Assessment Service. As the film itself does not contain sufficient gaps to provide verbal descriptions, the visual information from the film has been described separately to give you an overview of what you can expect when you attend your assessment at BLENZ Hōmai Campus. The descriptions of the different areas are provided in the same order they appear in the film. It's recommended that you read or listen to the description first to enable you to follow the information provided by the voiceover in the film. The two children who appear in the video are a 22-month-old girl and a 6.5-year-old boy who were visiting the BLENZ Hōmai campus with their families for assessment in the week the film was made. The film begins with a sweeping view of the curved front of the Hōmai campus building. It has red walls and green glass that show the stylized I-shaped koru of the BLENZ logo. There's a large green and silver upright sign outside with the BLENZ logo on the top and the words BLENZ Hōmai campus beneath. Tomokanga entrance is the turquoise sign on the front glass door into the main reception. As you enter through the automatic doors, there's a reception desk on your right. Ahead and to the right there are sofas, and to the left there are bookcases. Inside there's a large space with lots of low red and black sofas. The walls are brick, and there's a golden plaque that reads, BLENZ Hōmai Campus, opened by the Honourable Hekia Parata, MP, Minister of Education, 17th of May 2012. There's a big turquoise map on the wall that shows the location of BLENZ teams across the country. The first person interviewed is Karen Stobbs, BLENZ principal. She sits in front of a glass cabinet that's full of equipment like the Perkins Brailler. As she talks, the view sweeps back outside to show a signpost with arrows pointing to all of the other BLENZ locations across the country. There's lots of green space on the campus. The buildings surround an outdoor learning environment. The film talks about the option of being met at Auckland Airport and shows a family being greeted by a staff member driving a red van who helps to strap a young boy into a car seat. Another family arrives at Hōmai in their own car, parking opposite the reception and receiving a friendly handshake and welcome inside. Family accommodation is in another red brick building with a sign saying Niko House, Whare Niko. Inside there are bedrooms with beds, wardrobes and hangers, extra blankets and pillows. The kitchen has a fridge, microwave and zip water heater and tea and coffee supplies. There's a washing machine, dryer and a rotary washing line outside. The lunch table shows plates laden with cold meat, salads, bread, fruit and vegetables. A small boy eats a bag of chips and someone peels vegetables preparing another meal. There's a large indoor swimming pool along a concrete path not far from the accommodation. In the functional vision assessment space, a teacher shakes a silver foil blanket in front of a giggling child. Another child picks up coloured circles on a magnetic wand, then looks at coloured pictures through his purple-framed glasses. The teacher presents a sparkly gold disc, the size of a side plate in front of a small girl's left eye, then a red one in front of her right eye, using a slight wrist movement to move the discs. Then he encourages her to tap the silver foil blanket that's placed on her lap by tapping it gently himself. The little girl grins up at him. The teacher discusses the girl's responses with her mother. Demonstrating orientation and mobility, O&M, a young boy with a white cane crosses a zebra crossing in front of the main building, then makes his way downstairs followed by his instructor. She watches him as he explores a playground climbing frame, then his dad lifts him up to some overhead bars so he can reach them with his hands. In Te Whare Pukapuka or Hōmai mō te Hunga Kapo, the Hōmai Special Formats Library, there are shelves containing large print, braille, audiobooks and collage books with tactile pictures. A child explores a tactile book that has raised furry fabric for the bear. Watched by the Strategies and Tools for Learning teacher, a young boy uses large print coloured dominoes, threads colourful cotton reels onto a string, interacts with a colourful counting game on a tablet and a computerised jigsaw of an elephant, then he throws a ball at brightly coloured skittles. In the adaptive daily living room, a small child practices cutting snakes of bright pink Play-Doh with a knife and fork, then pours from a large jug. The speech and language therapist interacts with a small child who's lying on her back. The physiotherapist encourages a barefoot young boy to stand on one foot, raising the other in the air, then touches his feet and gets him to jump. In Punapuoru, the music centre, there are guitars, ukulele, keyboards, drums and shakers. The music therapist plays a drum and then sings to the guitar and watches a small girl's reaction. The Mātanga Tamariki, or paediatrician, speaks to a parent as a child sleeps. The Kai Matai Karu, the ophthalmologist, uses an indirect ophthalmoscope mounted on a headset to examine a child's eye and then holds up a red soft toy, striped fabric and a moving cartoon image on a smartphone to assess the child's eye movements. The Kai Whakamātu Karu, optometrist, examines a pair of glasses through a magnifier, then gives a child instructions while doing field tests in a darkened room. A parent talks to a smiling psychologist while another staff member rocks her child in a pushchair. Nicola McDowell, a resource teacher vision, provides a final summary of what a parent can expect to receive following the assessment process, and the image cuts away to footage of a boy playing with colourful building blocks, teachers interacting with a little girl, and a close-up of a tactile book.